I do.
Studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Good Monday afternoon. We're back, I think. And
well, I don't know.
Cliff is on the other side of the board.
I've got a problem with the good part of the Monday afternoon. It's rainy today down here. You got rain there?
Well, yeah, of course. It's Oregon.
Well,
in fact, it's kind of interesting because on my job, you know, I go from Portland to Hermiston every day. As soon as you clear Hood River, it is beautiful. As soon as you get back into this side, it's like rain, snow.
Yeah. Well, but we've had some pretty nice weather for a couple of our shows here lately. And hopefully someday the summer weather is going to actually come back again. I don't know for sure. But, I mean, I've been saying this for about a month now, at least. We've been supposedly into what would be normally good weather, but we have not certainly had it this year, I'll tell you.
Well, this is good weather. This is Oregon summer.
March was in like a lion and out like a lion. So there goes that saying, too.
I didn't mean to talk to you about that. That lamb left a trail.
Yes. That lamb is in trouble, I'll tell you. We've just been...
That lamb owes us because short change last summer.
It's going to be.
And I left.
Lamb is going to be lamb chops pretty soon. So, anyway.
Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. We got, we always have a lot of stuff on our list. We got a What the Heck Are They Thinking segment. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the storms that are going on. There's a rumor going around about President Obama's impeachment proceedings. And Eric Holder gets pie in the face as far as voter fraud goes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I'm decaf.
Oh, wait a minute. That's chicken.
As far as voter fraud goes. But first, let's get some business out of the way before they decide they don't want to do this anymore.
Good dog, Skippy.
Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog cookies because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them. And I'm sure you will, too, so check them out at
www.dancingdogcookies.com. www.dancingdogcookies.com.
That's right. Your dog will love them, and Cliff loves them, too.
Yep. We got to come up with a dog to test them out on. I don't have a dog. Don't have a cat, either, so...
Well, maybe one day they'll make a dancing cat cookie. Who knows? But anyways, dancing dog cookies are all natural. They're made in Eugene and available at select stores and as well as being online at dancingdogcookies.com. And I want to get right into the What the Heck segment of the program.
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week.
And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Well, this kind of goes a little bit along with how much we trust the services that we use online. And recently, a large company like Google, who revised their privacy policies, actually they streamlined them to make them all the same, which if you actually take the time to read it.
Why read it? Okay.
Takes 2 days and two lawyers. Why read it? But anyways, of course, nobody reads it. It's just like the EULA things when you sign up for new software, you know. But anyways, Google recently got in trouble with the FCC and fined $25,000 for impeding the agency's investigation into reports that Google snooped onto Wi-Fi networks as its vehicles gathered information for its map services. And the FCC found that that Google had captured email addresses, instant messages, chat sessions, romantic exchanges between lovers, as well as the web addresses that could be used to determine a person's sexual orientation in data that could be linked to a specific address. Not surprisingly, Google was extremely apologetic when this activity was uncovered in 2010 and began blocking the FCC's efforts to obtain information that it felt it needed to complete its investigations. Google's official statement on this is that we work in good faith to answer the FCC's question throughout the inquiry, and we are pleased that they have concluded that we complied with the law.
I don't think I would conclude that they complied with the law. I'm getting tired of this Google business. Google is getting carried away. I mean, they've got now pictures of almost everybody's house on everybody's street in the world. I mean, I saw a picture of this one of their cars that goes out and takes these pictures. They take really very, very good pictures. And it's kind of an interesting thing because I like the service that it offers. Being able to go online and look at these pictures and look at these houses. And I've done some things and looked at houses that I've lived in before and see if they were still there and they were still the same. As a matter of fact, I looked at a house that I lived in 20 years ago, and the cabinetry that I made and left there was still there. But anyway, but the thing that gets to me is they don't stop there. They tell you they do. They don't stop there. They have, you know, they can pick up anything they want to, and they do. So they have the money now. They have the facilities and the wherewithal. So they can pick up anything that they want to from the Internet. Now, I find this a little of a problem because I feel that anything you put out on the Internet, anything you put on there, anything is open game, is open that anyone can get to it. But if you're going to find them for something and try to find them, the idea of a measly $25,000, that's stupid. That's our federal government is insane. They shouldn't bother. If you're going to find them the company something, especially Google, you should find them at least $500,000 or $1 million because they'd pay it and they'd be happy to pay it and they can afford to pay it. And maybe the government needs the money, but $25,000, that's a joke.
Well, if nothing else, it's a good reminder that when you set up your personal Wi-Fi network to add security to it, because it is really easy. And I was really surprised when they showed us this in my college course when I took computer science. It is really easy to capture what's going on over the air, including getting passwords.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, most of the software available is available free online to do that.
And see, the thing is, so many more people nowadays are using Wi-Fi or using wireless connections for all of their Internet. We are having a problem now with the Wi-Fi being used to go on with Blog Talk and creating a problem with that and a thing that we've had a trouble with. And that's... But it's going to have to be fixed soon because almost everybody is going to be Wi-Fi. Everyone and everywhere is going to be into being Wi-Fi. It's going to be what?
And everything. I mean, pretty soon your microwave is going to be wireless.
My microwave.
That's
is?
Like we have a. That's like putting a remote control in your air conditioner, your wall air conditioner, which they have.
How is that like
gadgets.
That? Well
it's just...
that's true. It is the same way. Everything is going to be Wi-Fi or it's going to be wireless. But the thing is, you know, there's still a thing. Maybe you should learn that you can only say things. Well, don't say things that you don't want given out, period.
Well, actually, come to think of it, the smart meters are, some of them are wireless, some of them send it through the wires itself, and the ultimate plan is that the smart meter can control your heating, your air conditioning, and everything else. And that, chances are, would either be done through wireless or through signals through the phone line. But anyways, I digress. 646-721-9887. Give us a call on this or anything else that you wanted to talk about. And Cliff wanted to touch a little bit on there's a lot of storms going on. In fact, a quick little story. Recently in Dallas, Texas, the company that I work for, which I'm not going to mention, got hit by a huge storm, and it pretty much devastated the yard. It threw about 100 trailers up in the air and just dropped them just like a kid playing with Tinker Toys.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody got hurt, fortunately, but still, it's like, wow.
Well, they're talking about how many storms there is. See, I connected two of these things together. For one, I watched a movie just the other night. Now, I know it's a movie and it has nothing to do with reality and all that sort of thing, but it was talking about storms and how it's coming to the end of the world and all that sort of thing. Plus the fact we went, not too long ago, we had this person who came on the news and predicted the end of the world at a specific date, which passed and it didn't happen. Then he predicted it at a different date, which passed and it didn't happen. But anyway, that's another story entirely. But the fact is, we are getting a lot of storms. We are getting, I think it was Fox News mentioned the fact that we've had 520 storms so far in the United States this year. And
wow.
And that's a big thing. Last year, I guess at this time, we had 180 storms or so. But when you get right down to it, whether you're ready or not, thunderstorms affecting small areas and hurricanes and stuff, 15 miles in diameter, nearly 1,800 storms are happening at any moment around the world. That's 16 million storms a year. So the idea that we have 100 or 520 of them is not that outlandish. We just don't hear about them all. And we're now hearing about them. Anytime a little town suffers a tremendous loss, which I understand is news, but we're hearing it so much more. And it's not any more news than it was last year or the year before, because it happened those years. It's just that we didn't hear about it, and we are starting to hear about it now. So, you know, this business of things happening, the world coming to an end and all that sort of thing, that's just not the case. I mean, 16 million storms a year, that's a lot of storms. Now, it's worldwide, mind you, but that's a lot of storms, 1,800 of them happening at any moment around the world. Well, okay, so let's not make quite such big a thing about it as we do. Now, it is true, what I find out we should make a big thing about is how much we help in those storms. What does the federal government do to send out help in helping the people of our country, specifically, out of the trouble that they're in those storms? Now, that's where we get into what do we do with insurance, what do we do with the federal government, getting in FEMA, I guess you'd call it. They would be getting involved.
Well, and speaking of insurance, a lot of people don't have disaster insurance.
That's true. That's true. And it's very expensive when you do. You know, I don't have an answer to this, but what do you do? I specifically pick an area to live in that doesn't have these things, or at least very, very few. So I'm not going to be stuck with them as often as possible. I don't live in the bottom, what do you want to call it, the bottoms of the ground, period. I live up on a hill so that I don't run into floods and things like that. Around here in the state of Oregon and the state of Washington, floods are a big thing. So, and people who live in these areas that flood on a regular basis expect somebody to help them out too. I don't think so. I personally feel you either should be built with that in mind, because you can build up on poles or whatever you want to, but or build up on the hill or build a hill or whatever. But this business of everything and everywhere being in trouble and getting bailed out by the federal government is ridiculous. But there are some places we can't. For example, when it's an emergency, when it's a real big storm that's out of the unusual, out of the usual, then I can understand it. Like what it was in New Orleans and around in that time, that was unusual, specifically unusual. The tsunami that we had in Japan not long ago, that was extremely unusual. There are things that are supposed to be done by FEMA, but this business, we're getting to the point that every little storm that hits, we're covering it with that, and we shouldn't do that. We should, for one thing, be building buildings at this point that'll stand those storms. I'm sure we can at this point make a building that'll take care of it and stand the storms. So, I don't know, we need to be protecting ourselves a little bit more against the elements than we do. We're along in time and technology to the point that we can do that now, I believe, and we haven't done that. But what we do...
And to be better prepared, and just like... like in the age of, that we're in now, 21st century, this may be a small issue, but... like backing up your computer and having copies of that offsite, whether it's through like one of those online services or, you know, putting it on disk or something like that. Because if there is a disaster and your computers are gone and you don't have backups offsite, you know, you could lose family photos, important data, important information, you know, because we've become so reliant on those systems. And a lot of us are negligent in making backups. I'm busy as one.
A lot of people are. I myself personally, I am not. Ha ha ha. So there. But I do. I back things up. I probably have at least 3,000 CDs laying around the house that I have backed. I've got backups on my computers from clear back to 1989. I have my computers backed up from, and so I've got thousands and thousands of CDs of everything backed up. But not everybody does that, and not everybody takes the time. And it's not. I used to repair computer systems for people, and it was interesting how you go to a car dealer, or not a car dealer, but a car repair place. And you go in there, and this guy has thousands of customers, and he has thousands of customers that owe him money, and he's lost it on his computer. His computer is completely wiped out, and he has no idea who now owes him money or how much money. And what does he do? I mean, you've got to have it on a backup, and it's not that difficult, and it's not that expensive compared to what you'd lose if you don't have it. So I don't have any comprehension of people who don't bother to back things up. If it's your home computer, and if it's nothing, if it's you know, just pictures and things, and pictures should be backed up too. I've bugged one of my friends, Thomas. I've bugged this man and his wife just insatiously. I have beat them down, and they now have a backup. They have everything on CD, and now what they're doing is they're buying USB drives and backing it up on USB drives, and things like that. So they've got two copies. They've got one on CD and one on USB. So just in case CD doesn't work.
That's why it's also important to have a copy off-site, especially if you're a business. I recommend those online services. But not just backing up your computer, but also being emergency preparedness. In all of our vehicles, for example, we've got flares, we've got fire extinguishers, we got those batteryless flashlights. So if something does happen, we are somewhat prepared. My car, I've got extra blankets and whatever. And it sounds like overkill, but you know, when you've lived in an area like when I was in North Dakota, you don't want to be without that type of stuff in case you do break down. And I have worked in the past helping with disasters, and it's always a good idea. In fact, Cliff, does Cliff.org, do they sell those batteryless flashlights?
We do. We sell the batteryless flashlights. We sell a lot of the things that would be helpful. In fact, I don't think I have it on there, but I'm going to put on there a kit of things that you can put in your car or keep with you on a regular basis of various things. But there's so many things. You need to have food and things as well. I find that the area that I live in, and I specifically live here for a reason, is I don't think I'm going to need as much. But I still have some. We have lots of food in the pantry, so to speak, and in the freezers. So we have the stuff, but so many other things. One of the things I don't have, and is I should have bought a long time ago when it was really fairly inexpensive, but I didn't.
Can opener?
Huh?
A can opener? Never mind, go ahead. Okay, I don't know if, since I'm on the caller line, I don't know if I'm still going out or not. But apparently we lost Cliff here. So, again, please be patient. I'm probably not going out because... Okay, I'm again on the other line. I was on the caller line. Cliff dropped out. Again, I was on the appreciate you hanging out, and we'll see what happens here. I'm going to see if I can bring this back in. So be patient. Anyway, 646-721-987, and this is the fun stuff about live radio, that anything and everything can happen. So I'm trying to click back on the line here. But while we're waiting for him, I'll get into some other things that I have on my little list here. One of the things I wanted to kind of touch on a bit is the Trayvon Martin case. If you've been following that at all, you know, George Zimmerman has been arrested and charged. And so we got the court hearings going out. What's been really disappointing, I mean, first of all, the President of the United States started a firestorm when he commented on a local case. And brought up a race car, you know, by commenting that, I'm going to lose my voice here, commenting that Trayvon Martin, you know, yeah, son, it would be like Trayvon. And the Race Baiter 3, Jesse Jackson, Sarah Connell, all of them, of course, they looked for an opportunity to, you know, a white guy, black guy, and it turns out that the white guy is not a white guy. Well, then we have the Andrew Barr giving out the addresses of the Zimmerman family, which is totally irresponsible. And then to take it a step further, we have other celebrities like Mike Tyson, for example, recently came out and commenting that that I'm trying to get my notes here. I apologize. Yeah, he's going to the other screen too. That he upset. He says that he's not in favor. I'm quoting. He's not in favor of letting the legal system handle George Zimmerman, as he feels that it's a disgrace that the man has not been dragged out of his house, tied to a car, and taken away. Forget about him being arrested. The fact that he hasn't been shot yet is a disgrace. Can you believe this? I really think we got over all of this stuff. As a nation, we got beyond these type of racial comments and more so vigilantism that's been going on. And we, for one, we still don't know, and we won't know until the court proceedings of what really happened. But yet, a huge group of people, exasperated by these celebrities that have means to media, are crying for blood. It's ridiculous. And even what I'm wondering, I haven't heard this talked about yet, is what would happen if George Zimmerman is actually found innocent? Would he be able to, is he going to have to live in seclusion? Because when you have comments like Mike Tyson's making, that, well, I don't care what the law says, we need to kill him. Put him behind a car and drag him down the streets, and the new Black Panther Party is calling for blood. They recently came out, I don't have the audio for that, they recently came out and said that they're ready for a race war. Like I said, where are we going as a society? It's like we just went back 100 years, and it's very disappointing. 646-721-9887, if you want to comment on this or anything else we got going here today. Again, I'm trying to multitask here and get...
I'm up there.
Okay, there you are.
Yes, I'm here. Do we have everything up?
Everything up. I was just commenting about the Trayvon Martin case and race wars. And as we move on to the next topic, unless you have a comment on that.
No, I don't.
Okay. 646-721-987. Next thing there, I wanted to kind of touch a little bit. I didn't want to spend too much time on this. There's a rumor going around on the internet right now that Obama, there's an impeachment proceedings going on against Obama. Those are false. And I just wanted to touch on that because what actually comes out, what people are hearing are actually two different things. What has happened is that Representative Walter B. Jones of North Carolina has introduced a resolution declaring that should the president use offensive military force without authorization of an act of Congress, it is a sense of Congress that such an act would be an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor, specifically under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which reserves for the Congress alone the power to declare war. So the bill was introduced in case the president decides to send forces over Syria without Congress being involved again. So basically Congress is starting to get a little upset and wanting to be in the mix for it, because we've heard many a time where you know, we'd send troops overseas and they got 60 days to declare a war, the War Powers Act, and Congress has always been screaming, you know, Mr. President, whoever you are, you know, please declare war or get us involved too. And we've got...
Well,
go ahead.
We're back on our dead butts doing nothing, and we should be jumping up and down and screaming and hollering. Why are we letting this government, whether it be Republican or Democratic or Obama or whomever, why are we letting them take us and putting in a war position or in wars all over the world and doing anything about it? Why are we letting them spend our money? You just said, right now, one of the big things is the GSA spending spree that they just talking about on television right now. And they're talking about spending $825,000 on a little thing, spree going on in Las Vegas, I think it was. And that's nothing. We spend billions of dollars on things overseas, and we have nothing to say about it. We have nothing to do about it. And we should have things to do about it. Anytime there's a country that's going to attack us and bring war on our shores, then that can be immediate. But there is no possible way. There's no possible way we should be allowing our government to enter into any kind of a war or any kind of a deal with any kind of government, against any government or with any government, without our safety. And we don't think about it. Allow it to happen. They're spending $1 billion a year on it, and we just let it happen. We don't even worry about it. And why are we doing that? There's that money. If we want to spend that money, if we want to take that $1 billion a year and spread that around to the United States, everybody in the United States wouldn't have to work anymore. That, of course, can't happen because Columbus net $1 billion we're in. I'm getting really upset about our government being allowed to do anything they want to spend money, and we have nothing to say about it, nothing whatsoever. I'm not going to say nasty words about it, but what kind of things are we? People are we? It's just terrible. Terrible.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, if you think about it, that I really have to say as far as what goes on. I mean, we can, you know, ride in the streets or whatever, do a writing campaign. But what's been going on recently is an excellent example, because when we elect a government official, we're kind of automatically assuming that they're going to be on our side and not self-serving. But when somebody does decide to do their own thing, we can whine and complain about it all we want to, but there's really nothing we can do about it. In fact, go ahead.
Well, we should be doing something about it, and I'm beginning to think that maybe what we should be doing about it is the different. But the Tea Party rallies and the different rallies and the different organizations that are going across around the country right now, we've got different organizations that are doing, and I mean, even right here in Cottage Grove, believe it or not, they're doing it. And I think we should probably get appointment and urge them on, because it seems to be about the only way we're going to wake our government up is by becoming a little bit carried away and perhaps doing some things are not quite right. I don't like the idea, but we're not getting anywhere. We're sitting here on our dead butts and letting them trounce all over us and we're doing something about it.
Okay. Cliff, I'm going to ask you to go in the car line, if you would, because we're breaking up a little bit again.
Okay.
So while Cliff is doing that, there we go. Hang up. Okay, so while Cliff is doing that, kind of move on a little bit. 646-721-9887. Again, thank you, Ozone, for letting me know that. That having an audio problem has been an issue, but I also got some problems on the other side too. And thank you. I appreciate that in the comment in the comments in the chat room. Kind of going along with what Cliff was saying, and I got a little bit of audio for this too. This is a good lesson in multitasking, and you're trying to get your whole co-host in. You're trying to read your notes. You're trying to do everything. And I'm going to need another monitor. Eric Holder is basically, okay, just recently passed a Voter ID Act and people to show their ID when they go vote. Well, the of course, a lot of people are mad about it because they're saying that 10 to 18% of people can't get ID. It's a puts a burden on low income, on seniors, and you know you've know the excuses. I don't need to regurgitate them. But Eric Holder has come out and said there's no voter fraud. How can somebody go out and we don't have a problem? Well, there's a group called Veritas that went out and went to a polling place and, well, if everything was right, here's a...
The poll worker places a mark next to Eric Holder's name and offers the man Eric Holder's ballot to vote.
Hello. Do you have an Eric Holder?
Checking out here.
That says private information.
Well, they did for early voting.
Into well, T-E-R or
Z-E-R? T-E-R.
Okay.
That's the name.
And you were a Democrat.
I is.
Northwest, that's the address.
Okay.
I
actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. Okay.
Did you get that? The post, or the I'm going to call him the agent for that did this undercover thing. I'm going to call on the agent. He went. He didn't say that he was there. He just asked the pollster if there was an Eric Holder on the list. And the pollster looked it up, said yes, and asked him for confirmation on the spelling, and was actually getting ready to hand him a ballot under Eric Holder's, Attorney General Eric Holder's name. And then when the agent says that he actually forgot his ID, the pollster says, you don't need it. And he says, well, I left it in the car. I'm going to go get it. And the pollster said, as long as you're here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are, you're okay. So technically, the pollster or the agent could have actually voted for Eric Holder. And when Eric Holder went to vote, of course, well, you know, it already showed that he voted. But Eric Holder is saying, there's no voter fraud. What voter fraud? In fact, things are going to work here.
We want to make sure that our elections are free from fraud, but there is no proof that our elections are marred by in-person voter fraud. So you're only coming up with a mechanism that develops for people to exercise what is the most fundamental of American rights, and that is the right to vote.
Now, that kind of shows you a little bit of the out of touch that people are. I mean, we all know that we got illegal aliens that do vote. In fact, in Oregon, we have a voter act. And when our local talk show host, Chris Larson, made a bet with a congressman that who said that people can't, who are not legal here, who are not citizens, can't vote. And he says, I'll prove you wrong. And he referred to the Motor Voter Act. When you go get your driver's license or buy a car, that you can, they'll ask you, would you like to register to vote at that time? And so they do. Hey, now you're registered to vote. You can vote. But to kind of give you another idea of how ignorant the government is on this, Democrat consultant Julie Epstein testifying about what voter fraud.
Voter impersonation is a problem that just doesn't exist in this country. The advocate of voter identification laws have never put forward any evidence that voter impersonation occurs on any substantial scale whatsoever.
Now, I'd be very interested in seeing what data is, but then again, how do you prove it? If somebody can walk in especially if you have a common name, Smith or whatever, and just happen to go, well, hi, my name is Frank Smith. Do you have me on your ballot? And they say, yes, here you go. And it could be anybody. You know, they're not asking any other confirmation. So how do you
work?
Okay, well, you're back on the line again with Cliff. And
it just hung up on me constantly.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm telling them about the voter fraud and how Eric Holder, somebody walked in and got his butt.
Oh.
So, and the government is denying that there's actually a problem. There's no voter fraud. People just can't walk in and grab somebody else's ballot. Well, there was an undercover agent, a private individual, went in and actually pretended. He didn't pretend he was Eric Holder. He just asked them, do you have an Eric Holder on your list? And they said yes and handed him a ballot.
Nobody checked. Everybody expects everybody to be honest.
Well, in fact, the agent, as I call him, asked if he wanted to see ID. He says, I actually forgot my ID. And the pollster says, you don't need it. And continued to say that as long as you're here and you're on our list and that's who you say you are, you're okay. 641-219-887 if you want to comment on this.
And the only reason he was on the list is because he asked for somebody who was on the list.
That's right.
So if a name was somebody who was on the list, you can be there. That's interesting. And of course, again, we need to perhaps be a little more serious about identification. I mean, I have to identify myself to the nth degree to draw money out of the bank.
Well, that's the point. And the same person went over to the Department of Justice and was stopped by security at the front door. And basically, they told him that, or he asked, you know, if I just want to go in and talk to somebody in here or go visit or whatever to go inside the building, he says that I need ID just to go inside. And the guard said yes. But the Justice Department is... like I say, the whole point of all of this is that they blocked a new Texas law requiring voters to show photo identification before they can cast a ballot, citing a concern that would harm Hispanic voters who lack such documents. The law, which was approved on May 2011, requiring voters to show government-issued photo identification, such as a driver's license, military identification card, birth certificate with a photo, current passport, or concealed weapons permit. The Justice Department sent back from Texas to show almost 11% of Hispanic voters, or over 300,000, did not have driver's license or state-issued identification.
If they are Hispanic and don't have identification, or any other kind of person who doesn't have identification, I would consider them suspicious enough that I wouldn't want them to be there. I understand it's a privilege, but not a right of everyone to do, and they should have at least some sort of a recognition for who they are and to be able to. I mean, it just makes sense to prove who you are when you go. That's something, one of the most valued things we have in our country to do is to vote, and we pay no attention to it.
Yeah, but voting is strictly for citizens of the United States, and I believe I'm not sure. Well, basically, I'm not sure if visas or whatever all screws that, but part of it's just citizens. And it is one of the things that shapes our country. And if you allow just anybody to do it, especially with the I don't know what we're up to now, but over 11 million people that don't even belong in this country, access to our polling, which can affect how our country goes.
Well, and then if those people are adamant to get in there and do it, we have so many of actual citizens who are going to sit back on their heels and do nothing. And thus, if the person who is not authorized to vote decides to do it, they're going to get to do the vote, and they're going to get their way. And we have nothing to say about it. If we're that stupid to sit here and do anything about it, then we have nothing to say about it.
Well, that you make a very good point. A lot of people don't exercise their right to vote. And look at what where we are now. But I think this year may be a little bit different because of what's been happening. And I think you're going to see that before November, things are going to get a little bit worse because, personally, I think the Republican Party is a little bit weak. You're going to see Obama pulling out any stops that he can to get elected. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are falling for his car salesman type soundbite.
Yeah, you know, and interestingly enough, I really honestly think that Obama's actually coming around and doing some thinking for himself, but he's got a long ways to go. And his opinion of how our government should be and who should be, his opinion is more of the fact that we sit back and take it and the government dishes it out. I don't go for that. We should be the government. We should be the ones making the rules and regulations and not just accepting them and sitting back on, again, our buns and doing nothing about it. We've got to really expound and get on and more involved. Everyone has got to get involved.
Well, technically, we're supposed to be the government, but you know, we've been so trying to get through with our own little lives, we don't have time to get involved. But you know, this is proof this year or this presidential term that we need to get more involved, especially as an example, the Obamacare, which is has gone before the Supreme Court, and we won't know for a couple of months what they decided, which is the mandate was to force people to purchase a product. And the product has to meet the government standards. A lot of people are going, well, one, they don't get it, but they're going, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that once that sets a precedent, that the government can then say, well, I need you to purchase a red shirt. Why? Because we mandated it.
I agree with that. Red shirts are really important, and we should have other people who are showing their intention to support the government wearing a red shirt.
Well, the whole point is that, and this is getting back to my earlier example about the rumor about Obama. People are hearing what they want to hear. They're not really doing their research like the Obamacare, you know, and the sound bites that are coming out with now. You know, they're going, oh, hey, I'm going to get free medical. No, you're not. You may if you are under the tier that you'd already get welfare or Medicare or something like that now, but if you make over a certain amount, I don't know what the peak is, that you're going to have to pay, I believe it goes in full of 2014, so I think it was 2016, 2018, I can't remember off the top of my head, $605 or 2.5% of your gross income into Obamacare if you don't have insurance, which is cheaper actually having insurance. But again, it has to be qualifying insurance.
Well, I think what's going to happen is we're liable to sit back on our butts and do nothing in this year for the election. And at the rate that Obama's going, we're liable to see some real interesting things happen in the next 4 years. And I'm afraid it's going to
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, too, if he gets reelected. Some of the comments that he's made to the heads of state overseas about, I can't do much now, but after I get elected, I'll have more flexibility. Because, again, once he's reelected, he can't run for another term. So he doesn't have to pay or play a politician, per se. And like I've always said with technology and stuff.
Thank God.
Well, like I said, like with technology and stuff, you know, with the military and everything shows us, it's not what they're showing us is what you need to worry about, what they're showing us. So who knows what plans they have. But I guess that just like with Obamacare, I lost my thought here, but you know, it's just one payer system per se. But it's going to bankrupt America. It's equivalent. A lot of people don't have the money. The IRS is the ones that are going to be enforcing it, and that's really one of the scariest parts right there.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we should be revising the most is the IRS, and yet we're sitting here letting them do it for us. It's all going to. I just hope that if it does, if he gets another, I find it inconceivable that he could win this particular election. I wait until Republican General Convention comes along, and I'm waiting to see that, because that could make a big difference as to what's going to happen in our country and how it's going to work. I'm not sure how that will make a difference, but I hope they come up with a unified effort to do something to change the way things are going.
Well, you know, Mrs. Clinton had a words to say last night. She's being interviewed. She was talking with a foreign ambassador who basically was asking, unfortunately I don't have the article in front of me, just going by what I heard, who was asking, are concerned about the new candidates coming up, and saying from what they're hearing and what they're seeing is kind of two different things. And Mrs. Clinton basically told them to not pay that close of attention to what the candidate's saying, because most of it's not true anyways. In fact, speaking of that, I have a quick audio here from 2008, and this is again regarding the health care, when President Obama was debating Mrs. Clinton about her Hillary care and how it would affect Americans.
Now, I have no objections to Senator Clinton thinking that her approach is superior. The fact matters is that, as we've heard tonight, we still don't know how Senator Clinton intends to enforce a mandate. And if we don't know the level of substance that she's going to buy, then you can have a situation which we're seeing right on the state of Massachusetts, where people are being fined for not having purchased health care, but choose to accept the fine because they still can't afford it, even with subsidies. And they are then worse off. They then have no health care and are paying a fine above and beyond that. There's a genuine difference between myself and Senator Clinton. And last
okay, so listener, how's your day going?
I hope it's better than ours. Let me tell you, I listened to that, and you know, we're talking about. It's interesting because we only have two people running for office now, and Romney and Gingrich, because Santorum has dropped out of the race. I don't know if you knew that or not. We've got Romney, Gingrich, and Ron Paul, but Ron Paul never gets above a certain point. So we've got it's Romney and Gingrich, and it's won by a landslide at this particular point. So Gingrich has opted to stay in until the Republican National Convention and work with them. And it'll be interesting to see what happens if the Republicans will get in gear and do something. At that time, that's going to, I don't know if they'll, you know, it's really because at that time, I believe the reason that Gingrich is going to stay on in the team is because he wants to address that Republican National Convention. He wants to get up and address that group of people and see if he can whisper in something. And I hope to hell he can.
No, I am so too. Like I say, there's a point of the audio that I played, and I lost connection when that happens because Skype disked me for whatever reason to Bug Talk. But the whole point was is that Obama was saying that are bastardizing Hillary stating that people are going to be forced to buy insurance and be able to pay the penalty, and this is what we got now with Obamacare we're fighting.
Well, it's, you know, something's got to happen about it. If we leave it happen and it goes to the Democrats, maybe he'll be able to do something and maybe he won't. Because, you know, just because Obama gets elected doesn't mean that the Democratic Congress is reelected. There could be a lot of those that have changed. I hope that happens. So I don't know what's going to happen. But at this particular point, I don't know that assuming he gets there, putting Romney's accomplishment in it, I don't think he's going to be a little different than Obama. At least he's got some smart. But he's not going to be that much different. You know, the only one who could, to create a difference and to make controversy leverage.
And I would say that, and I haven't heard me about it. We've been complaining, maybe it's been complaining about Obama or now. Why are we learning from our lessons and thinking about it? Why fix it for the future? Okay. This is ridiculous. I'm still there. I'm still in.
I couldn't hear you. You were breaking up so bad.
I'm going to vote that we just go ahead and call it.
I think so.
All right.
Because it's just...
Yeah. Ozone, again, thank you for your input, and thank you for hanging through all this. Again, I want to apologize. Last week, we had it off because the audio was just totally unusable. We cut it off at 7 minutes, and we are talking with Blog Talk about it. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. The time zone or whatever is going on. But again, thanks for hanging in there. We're going to call it 3 minutes early, so, and audio on the archive and help get free checking us out. And we apologize for all this. Try again next week. Feels better. Then have a good.
Check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.